Chapter 2. The Audition. Sarah went into the school hall, which was a very large room with a stage at one end. All the important school events took place there. When Sarah entered, Miss Kirk, the drama teacher who was directing the play, began to give instructions on the auditions. She was holding a piece of paper in her left hand. "Here's the list of people who wrote their names down for this audition," she said. "I'll be calling you in the order that your names appear." Sarah was happy to hear this because her name wasn't at the beginning of the list. She was very nervous and would now have time to relax before having to audition. "When you hear your name," Miss Kirk continued, "please come up to the stage and do the monologue that you've chosen. While you're waiting for your turn, please be quiet. I know that you're all nervous, so don't worry if you make a mistake. If you do, stop for a moment, try to relax, and then begin again. When you've finished, you'll be free to leave. I'll put a sign outside the school hall tomorrow morning with my selection for the roles in the play." Miss Kirk called the first name, and the auditions began. However, Sarah couldn't relax. Her turn to audition was coming closer, and she was becoming more and more nervous. When she heard, "Sarah Oldman," she felt a pain in her stomach. And it seemed to her that it took hours to walk the 6 meters to the stage. Sarah paused for a moment and then began her monologue. Unfortunately, she forgot what came after her first line. Sarah froze and didn't know what to do. "Just follow Miss Kirk's instructions," she thought. Sarah closed her eyes for an instant, tried to be calm, and began again. This time, she remembered the second line, but couldn't remember what came after that. Sarah was close to panicking. Part of her wanted to run out of the hall and forget about the play. "No, you can do it," she thought. Sarah waited a little longer before starting her monologue again. But she was just too nervous and tense by now to finish her monologue successfully. "I'm sorry, I can't do this," she finally said to Miss Kirk after trying 2 more times. Tears were beginning to form in her eyes. Although she wanted to run, Sarah maintained control and walked out of the school hall without crying. She walked through the empty school feeling horrible. "That was a complete disaster," she thought. "Now people are going to laugh at me even more than before." Sarah walked out of the building, got on her bicycle and rode straight home. "How was your audition?" was the first thing that Sarah's mother asked her when she walked in through the door. Sarah told her mother about her unsuccessful audition. "Why did I go to the audition? It was stupid of me," Sarah concluded. "You're not stupid, Sarah," her mother responded. "I think you're very brave. I never auditioned for a play when I was a student because I was very frightened of being alone on a stage in front of so many people." "Thanks for trying to make me feel better, Mom," Sarah said, and gave her mother a kiss. "I just want to be alone in my room now."
"I understand," said her mother. "Dinner will be ready in an hour, if you feel like eating."
"Okay," Sarah answered. She walked upstairs to her room, but was too depressed to do anything for the rest of the day. She didn't have dinner with her family that night. Instead, she went to bed early. "I don't want to go to school today," Sarah thought when she woke up the following morning. "I'm sure that everyone will hear about my audition
and people will be laughing at me all day." When she got to school, it was a nice surprise to discover that no one mentioned the audition or laughed at her at all. "Maybe the students here aren't as bad as I thought," Sarah thought. While Sarah was walking to the cafeteria to have lunch, she heard someone calling her name. She turned round and saw Miss Kirk smiling at her. "Oh no," Sarah thought. "She's the last person I want to see at the moment. I'm so embarrassed." "How are you feeling today?" asked Miss Kirk. "I've been better," answered Sarah. "I'm sorry that you had such a terrible time yesterday," said Miss Kirk. "But if it's any consolation, even the best actors sometimes have bad auditions." A small smile appeared on Sarah's face, and Miss Kirk smiled back. "Anyway, I'm happy that I've found you, because I want to ask you something," continued Miss Kirk. "I know that you love Shakespeare and theatre, so would you like to be my stage manager for the play? It's a very important job, because you would basically be my assistant. It's a great opportunity to learn about theatre and directing, and I think that you would do a fantastic job. Are you interested?" Sarah had never considered this possibility before and was honoured that Miss Kirk thought that she could be a good stage manager. "Yes, I am," she answered. "Thank you, Miss Kirk." "Great," said Miss Kirk. "Then I'll see you at the first rehearsal tomorrow afternoon." Sarah felt much better during the rest of the day. "I finally feel that I'm becoming a part of my new school," Sarah thought as she rode her bike home that afternoon. "I'll meet new people at rehearsals, and I'm sure that I'll make some new friends. I can't wait for tomorrow's rehearsal."